A special Champaign Unit 4 Facilities Committee is working to narrow down possible sites for a new Champaign Central High School. The committee is made up of community members, including representatives from the Champaign City Council, Champaign Park District, Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, among others. Former Champaign City Manager Steve Carter is facilitating these meetings. The committee met last night at the Mellon Administrative Building, and Carter joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Brian.
It's great to have you with us here today. Let's talk a little bit about last night's meeting. You saw architect's drawings for four potential sites for a new high school at last night's meeting. What were the locations you were looking at last night?
Well, the architects have done preliminary review of the keeping Central at Central, Central at the interstate site, which was the prior site, the possibility of putting the high school at the Country Fair Shopping Center. And the fourth site was looking at the south side Mellon Building site on John and New Street.
And it looks like after last night's discussion, Steve, you've ruled out two of those sites. Which ones have you ruled out and why?
Well, the south side site was a new site that really hadn't been looked at real thoroughly before, and I think there's a lot of concern in the neighborhood about the additional traffic, and once people looked at the size of the site, it probably didn't offer any size advantage over the current central site, and it would be a pretty big change for the neighborhood to change from, you know, basically an administrative grade school site to a high school site, just in terms of the impact on the neighborhood. So I think committee members, after taking a look at it, decided, well, it was worth looking at, part of our due diligence, but probably not any advantage in continuing to consider that. And so there was an agreement to drop that site. The other one, the Country Fair site, there's a lot of frustration probably throughout the community on the ownership of some of the commercial area there and letting it deteriorate, and a lot of empty storefronts. So I think people have been looking for, what can we do for that area, because it seems like it should be such a vital area. But so a possibility was, well, what if we were able to acquire that site and put the high school there? But I think people recognize that, the owner really isn't interested in selling, and the process of kind of working through the property acquisition would take a longer period of time. So even though we might want to consider at least some of the site for possible some athletic fields or something like that, the idea of having a central high school there, seemed like it just wasn't a very practical idea, particularly want to move with some haste once the decision is made and funding is in place. So there's agreement by the committee to go ahead. Let's drop the Country Fair site as well.
That leaves the current Central High School site plus 6 acres of property adjacent to it that the district has the option to buy, including the former McKinley YMCA. It was interesting looking at some of those, rendering some of those possibilities for that current site. If you could maybe just talk us through maybe some of the options they're looking at for that current site.
Well, they had, I think, five different ways of looking at it. And, for the high school itself, it's kind of two basic options. One was to take down, I'd say that maybe the northwest corner that's a lower structure, part of the structure, and add on a new piece of Central High School, another 150,000 square feet to give it the capacity. And then obviously the old part would be renovated. So there are a couple of options that looked at renovating and expanding the Central High School where it is, and then there were a couple of options where you'd build a new high school on the old YMCA site, and then tear down Central High School, and then the other parts, other variety of ideas related to how do you provide parking. Can you provide some space for PE and practice fields for the band and the sports teams as well, and different configurations for them. One of them, you know, most of them had surface parking. One of them showed a parking deck, some showed surface fields, some showed field house. So there's a variety of ways that the remainder site can be developed. But basically, the high school itself, two main concepts: whether or not to build totally new, tear down the old, or to remodel the old and expand.
There's also the site at Interstate Drive on the far north side of the city. That one, of course, has been rejected twice by voters of the Unit 4 district. Does the committee kind of look at that site as a fallback option if nothing else is really feasible?
Well, you know, I don't think the committee's really talked about, you know, is one your first choice or second choice yet. And I don't think the architect did a lot of work on that, because that was a lot of work was done on that before the last referendum. So that's still an option out there. And I think, you know, when we start getting some prices put on some of the work that would need to be done, then it'd be appropriate for the committee to really hone in on, you know, what's our favorite site that we'd like to recommend to the school board.
And what kind of timetable are you looking at here, Steve? When will you start getting maybe some numbers put on the cost for these possible options? And when are you hoping to have a recommendation for the school board?
Well, we're not meeting this coming week during spring break. And then after that, we start getting into the finance part of it. And this is basically, you know, the district's financial condition, taking a look at their capital improvements program, currently receive some of the 1 cent sales tax for school facilities and how that's being used, and also take a look at what's the district's current debt situation and debt limits. So get an idea of what the district's financial capability is then at the next meeting, and then hopefully starting in April, I will be able to start getting some numbers from the architects and the construction manager in terms of, okay, for the options we have left, you know, give us some numbers so that we can start seeing if there are major differences in the plans in terms of how much they cost, and then, you know, beginning to narrow down the choices, not just for Central, but, you know, obviously we're looking at some elementary schools as well, Dr. Howard in particular, Southside, the International Prep Academy, and Edison Middle School. Their needs, those seem to be the higher priority schools that need some investment. And, you know, then how do we put together a package that we can get to the board, talk about maybe doing some touring of some facilities, the school facilities here, maybe looking at some projects out of town and how other communities handle it. Maybe having a town hall meeting, you know, when we're getting close to making a recommendation. Originally, our goal, and our goal still is, to get a report to the Board of Education by their May 9th meeting. If it seems like it may take a little longer, we may ask for a little additional time, but I think our goal here, because there's so much information that's already been developed, let's focus on the task at hand and see if we can't get that recommendation to the school board for their May 9th meeting.
Former Champaign City Manager Steve Carter facilitating meetings for a special Unit 4 Facilities Committee working to narrow down possible sites for a new Champaign Central High School. Steve Carter, thank you very much for joining us on the phone this morning.
You bet. Thank you very much, Brandon.